This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, April 26. Well, we had the cattle markets under a great deal of pressure last week. We saw the feeders down 577 on the front month. The live cattle were down $3 on the front month. Much of this was in response to the corn market soaring higher, up 65 cents on the front month in corn just last week alone. So, you know, feed grain prices obviously are skyrocketing, and that's adding a great deal of pressure to the feeder cattle market. We're also seeing pressure in feeders stem from just a wave of cattle coming off the northern plains because of the drought situation there, and that's adding pressure to the feeder cattle index as well. So the index dropped another 117 on Friday. We're sitting at 136.36. So it's been down about 9 days in a row, and it's dropped to about $7 just in those 9 days. So obviously, the cash market's struggling. It's a combination of a lot of numbers coming in to the markets and also skyrocketing feed grain prices. Couldn't happen at a worse time. In the Fed trade, we saw prices down about one on the week, averaging around 122. The dress trade was also down at, we're down $4 at 192. The box beef values, however, continued just to work their way higher. Choice was up 146 at 284. Select was down 156 at 272. So the spread jumped 302, we're sitting at 1164. Friday saw 124 loads move. So that's a pretty good clip for a Friday to see that kind of volume move. So maybe we're finally picking up the pace here, but it's obviously coming on strong demand as box beef values just continue to push higher. In fact, the choice for the week was up about $8 on the week, and the select was up just about $3. So clearly finding some more value in your higher end cuts. For the week, slaughter rates, 591,000 head. That was 21,000 more than the previous week, and it's up 170,000 from last year. And of course, last year's numbers are skewed, but still we're seeing an increase in the slaughter rate, and that's showing up in the box beef volume being moved. But it's not really leaning on box beef values so much, at least not for the choice box beef, maybe somewhat for the select. But we are still seeing good solid demand as we move forward. Normally you've seen that demand peak by now, but we are seeing the retailers still stepping up. There's a lot of optimism, of course, with the vaccine rollout and people getting vaccinated, more people getting out and about, restaurants reopening. There's a great deal of optimism that, you know, the economy is going to get some traction here, and it appears to have already been doing that, obviously, but even better yet down the road. So obviously that's bullish for just food consumption in general, but certainly for beef, which is a high value item, not only in grocery stores, but also in restaurants. So this is all leaning toward the expectation of a good solid quarter, a couple quarters probably, of beef demand. And that's what's driving the box beef values. But at the same time, the numbers have always been there. It's just been a struggle for the feedlots to move those cattle. It's always been just a bit of a struggle to stay current, and that's simply because the packing capacity has been reduced because of the pandemic. And that explains really the disconnect between strong box beef values and fed cattle prices that really don't reflect those values at all. And so I don't see that solution happening very quickly. It's just a matter of getting the pandemic behind us and allowing, you know, more people into the plant, more workers into the plants, and just a faster chain speed. But that's not going to be for a while. So we continue to look at good demand for beef as the economy opens up and relatively tight supplies. Even though the numbers are there, it just takes longer to get the beef processed. And in the meantime, it doesn't look like the drought in the Northern Plains is going away anytime soon. And that will continue to push cattle off of pastures and continue to push cattle numbers down. We've already started the herd reduction phase. I think this is going to accelerate that. And that'll continue to push cattle into feedlots and keep those supplies high. And to that note, the cattle on feed report on Friday, total on feed numbers as of April 1st were 5% higher than a year ago at 11.9 million head. It was slightly below what the trade was looking for. March placements were up 28% over a year ago at 2.0 million head. The trade actually was looking for a 34% bump, so it wasn't quite as much as what the trade was looking for. But that was, it was going to be a hard number to hit anyway because the spread was so wide. And the March marketings came in at 1% over a year ago at 2.04 million head. That was right on what the trade was looking for. So I don't think it's a huge surprise in the marketplace. Maybe a little bullish on the on-feed or the placement numbers. But I don't think this is going to be a huge market mover. I think what the trade is looking for is just continuation of the corn prices, you know, accelerating into new highs yet again this morning. And that's probably going to be your bigger driver of the feeder cattle complex and what kind of beef disappearance you're going to see here over the weekend. And then as we move forward, we'll continue to support the live cattle trade. But it seems to be fairly stable, the live cattle values. And box beef values seem to be fairly stable as well to strong. So that would suggest that the cash trade is going to be pretty well supported. For the feeder cattle market, it's just a different set of fundamentals. A skyrocketing feed grain, a lot of movement off the northern plains, you know, likely will keep pressure on that market, but we've already had a pretty sharp washout to the downside. And I think that we're due for a break. The market, once it gets it, the snapback could be pretty sharp, but I think in the bigger picture, you probably have started your downward leg into the summertime. We're at some major support levels on the longer term charts. And so again, I think you're certainly due for a bounce, but it's going to be tough to get back to the highs that we saw here really just 2 weeks ago that just completely melted away. Normally you see your seasonal highs in early May. Well, obviously that's not going to be the case. I think that's primarily because of the huge amount of cattle coming off the northern plains just pretty much stopped that upward momentum in its tracks. And again, that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So for feeders, we'll probably get a bounce here. Could be a pretty nice one, just considering how far we've fallen. The front month Aprils have dropped, you know, a good $16 just in the last two and a half weeks. So it's really kind of a stark drop. So the snapback could be pretty impressive, but I do think that we've seen our seasonal highs and that, you know, whatever kind of correction that we get, we'll probably see yet another leg down as we work our way through the summer. And for live cattle, the odds are high that we've already seen our seasonal highs there in early April. We might get some sort of a bounce here. It's unlikely we'll get back up to those highs. But I think as we move forward, at least for the intermediate term, rallies will be, I think, presented as good selling opportunities, good hedging opportunities. So if you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.